Trend number 7. The era of miracle plastics dawns. It's hard to imagine a modern economy without plastics. They touch virtually every aspect of our lives, and they have been nearly indispensable since at least the 1960s. But in spite of the emergence of other revolutionary materials like metallic glass, carbon nanotubes, and exotic metal alloys, plastics technology is nowhere near plateauing. In fact, the global demand for breakthrough plastics and new applications of these and more conventional plastics is rapidly accelerating. Some of the latest innovations are application-specific, while others represent materials with new or expanded characteristics that will allow the American market to do what it does so well: invent creative and beneficial new uses that never even occurred to the original developers of the materials. The biggest drawbacks of today's plastics involve their limited strength, electrical properties that keep them from replacing metals, their tendency to scratch and crack, the cost and availability of plastic feedstocks to meet the needs of the 4 billion members of the global middle class of 2030, and disposal problems related to their toxicity and durability. Fortunately, all of these drawbacks, and many more, are already being addressed, and new breakthroughs seem to occur nearly every month. To understand how, let's review some of the latest new plastics and their amazing properties. One of the most positive characteristics of plastics is their durability. But the downside is that after they are discarded, they sit in a landfill virtually forever. That's why recent advances in the area of biodegradable plastics are so important. One innovation transforms lignin, a complex compound derived from wood, into a renewable plastic when combined with resins, flax, and other natural fibers. The substance is called arboform, and it can be thermoformed, foamed, or molded. It is a durable material that can be cast very precisely, yet degrades into water, humus, and carbon dioxide once placed in a landfill. Another biodegradable plastic is being developed by Brazilian researchers at São Paulo State University. It is reinforced with nanocellulose fibers from bananas, pineapples, and other pulverized plant fibers, creating a material that is 3 to 4 times stronger than petroleum-based plastics, and 30% lighter. In addition, it is more resistant to heat, chemicals, and water. Although it rivals Kevlar in strength, it is renewable and biodegradable. Also, a family of new thermoset resins made from renewable raw materials has been discovered by Professor Gadi Rothenberg and Dr. Albert Alberts of the University of Amsterdam. These materials are fully biodegradable, non-toxic, and non-hazardous, and can be made in forms ranging from hard foam to flexible thin sheets. These new thermoset resins will provide safe alternatives to polyurethane and polystyrene, both of which are toxic and could be used in the construction and packaging industries. Another important advance in plastics is the creation of ultra-strong materials. One example is a super-strong form of polypropylene, a commonly used plastic. It's being developed by Professor Moshe Kahl of Tel Aviv University's School of Chemistry. His team of researchers has produced the world's strongest version of the plastic, using a new catalyst for the polypropylene production process. This new substance is strong enough to replace steel and other materials that are used to make many everyday products. Specifically, the replacement of steel parts in cars with polypropylene parts would bring down the weight of cars, which would improve gas mileage. Additionally, the cheaper plastic could cut manufacturing costs. Researchers are also developing plastics with some characteristics that run counter to everything we think of when we hear the word plastic. For example, they are making them electrically conductive. Consider 3 recent developments. 1. Australian researchers have created cheap, strong, flexible, and conductive plastic films. They use an ion beam to mix a film of metal with the polymer surface of a plastic sheet. By controlling the ion beam, the degree of conductivity of the plastic film being created can be determined. These films offer tremendous opportunities in the development of soft materials for plastic electronics applications. 2. Highly conductive plastic fibers on the order of several nanometers thick have been created by researchers from CNRS and the University of Strasbourg. The fibers' other characteristics of lightness and flexibility make them excellent candidates for meeting the challenge of miniaturizing components down to the nanometer scale, which is the next step for electronics in the 21st century. And 3, the IFAM in Bremen has produced a composite material that becomes a fine mesh electrically conductive network. It is lightweight, yet exhibits the electrical and thermal conductivity of metals. This material could replace the integration of metal circuit boards, since the components could be produced in a single work step. This will drastically reduce both the production costs and the weight of the material. Automobile and aircraft manufacturers in particular are candidates for this breakthrough material. Another way in which the new plastics are shattering our conventional assumptions is that some of them are self-healing. A traditional characteristic of many plastics is that scratches and cracks are hard or impossible to repair. In a self-healing plastic, any crack or scratch breaks links between the bridges that span the plastic. This produces a change in color that warns of the damage. When exposed to light, pH changes, or higher temperature, the bridges reform, reversing the damage. Applications for this material are expected to range from cell phones to laptops to cars. In light of this trend, we offer the following forecasts. First, the United States will have a big advantage over most other major manufacturing nations in the era of miracle plastics. The U.S. has a clear lead in this field in terms of the cost of chemical feedstocks, as well as our proven expertise in developing and synthesizing new polymers and composites. Germany and the Netherlands are known for their brilliance in chemistry, but their labor, energy, and feedstock costs will continue to rise, relative to levels in the U.S. in the coming decades. Other producers, such as China, Japan, India, and South Korea, have no advantage in terms of feedstock costs, and their level of chemical engineering expertise puts them in the second tier, well behind the U.S. Finally, while Russia and Brazil's feedstock and labor costs will be lower than those in the U.S., neither has the vast domestic markets found in the U.S., nor a proven expertise in industrial-scale chemical engineering. This advantage will contribute to the U.S. manufacturing renaissance trend that is also discussed in this issue. Second, the development of a novel source for plastic feedstock could help keep the cost of plastics low. As covered in our analysis of the trend making coal-fired electricity cheap and clean, new methods are being devised to contend with the carbon dioxide produced by coal-burning plants. Some of these methods capture the carbon dioxide under pressure. This pressurized byproduct could be used in the place of petroleum products to make plastics. This would be a win-win scenario which answers the question of how to dispose of the carbon dioxide while reducing the use of oil in the manufacturing of plastics. And third, 3D printing using breakthrough plastics will spawn whole new industries. In the coming years, 3D printing will play a significant role in the rapid prototyping and manufacturing of plastic parts. This will provide an almost endless degree of cost-effective customization. For example, for the biomedical industry alone, this technology will provide targeted, lower-cost solutions for dentistry, regenerative medicine, tissue engineering, and custom-made prosthetic implants.
Thank you for joining us this month to explore the latest trends and the ways in which they will impact your business, your career, and your life. All of us here at Trends invite you back next month when we will focus on more of the trends that are now emerging to shape your future.